Before Frank Gaffney was focusing on Huma Abedin, he was casting suspicion on a conservative named Grover Norquist, who's married to a Muslim woman. Now, Norquist, you might have heard his name. He's famous for asking Republican candidates to take a pledge not to raise taxes. But Gaffney has said that Norquist is helping the Muslim Brotherhood to infiltrate the conservative movement. Those allegations, by the way, were condemned by a number of conservative groups and got Mr. Gaffney barred from CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The American Conservative Union, by the way, investigated his allegations against Grover Norquist and found them, quote, false and unfounded and resolved. Quote, it's complete confidence in the loyalty of Sahail Khan, who was a Bush Department official who Gaffney also raised questions about, and Grover Norquist to the United States. So he's the intellectual inspiration behind the allegations from Bachman and company. What makes Senator John McCain's statement today so frankly bold is that other Republican members of Congress have been either silent on Bachman's charges or kind of supportive. One, Michigan Republican Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Select Committee on Intelligence. So let me just repeat that. He's the chairman of the committee. Here is what he said recently on Frank Gaffney's radio show, seeming to buy into the Muslim infiltration theory, in this case referring to a decision to edit FBI training materials to remove language that critics said was, frankly, anti-Muslim.
Michelle Bachman is kind of taking the lead on this particular issue and going through and trying to figure out what they took out of the training materials and what they left in and why did it get changed.
Now, it bears restating, Congressman Rogers is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He's a very powerful lawmaker. As for Congresswoman Bachman, we spent much of today trying to track her down, get her to answer some questions. She would not. After McCain blasted her, she released a statement saying her allegations are being distorted. In her statement, by the way, she made no mention of Huma Abedin, no mention of McCain's statement against the Congresswoman. Instead, she focused on a new allegation, one that arguably has more substance to it. A newly elected Egyptian lawmaker named Hani Nour Eldin was given a visa to come to the United States as part of an Egyptian government delegation that met with National Security Council officials. Now, Hani Nour Eldin belongs to an Islamist group that has been designated a terror group by the United States. Now, a lot of people, reporters and others, and politicians have raised questions about how this guy got a visa and why he was given a visa. State Department telling the Washington Post they're looking into the matter. Time for the ridiculous. And tonight we begin with a very important question. When you think of David Hasselhoff, what immediately springs to mind? Perhaps you think of one of his television shows, Knight Rider or Baywatch, America's Got Talent. Maybe you think of his legendary popularity in Germany. Or if you're like us, he's forever first and foremost a singer. Fabulous 80s song stylings aside, I think we can all agree that when it gets right down to it, the name David Hasselhoff is synonymous with one thing and one thing only, iced coffee. That's right, at Cumberland Farms convenience stores throughout New England, with a veritable army of very lifelike cutouts, David Hasselhoff now dares you to resist the lure of the store brand iced coffee. Why they missed an opportunity to call it iced coffee is beyond me, but still, brilliant marketing. But there's just one problem. The ads are such a hot item, they're disappearing faster than a Baywatch plotline dissolves into a gratuitous slow-motion running montage. Proving my theory, people love them some David Hasselhoff cutouts.
It's crazy. They keep offering. Like, they come in, we probably get customers probably every night asking to buy the Hasselhoff poster.
People are not only asking to buy the Hasselhoff poster, some are just brazenly stealing them at apparently such a rate of frequency that convenience store clerks have seemingly come to expect it.
It ain't gonna last by the night, but it's still there.
The company even gave a statement about this to our affiliate, WHDH.
Cumberland Farms says, although we are flattered our customers have become attached to our iced coffee ads, we do not encourage theft. The Hoff is there for all to enjoy.
That's right, people. Hands off the Hoff. He's there for all to enjoy, not unlike the sun, like the stars and the gentle spring breeze. The point is, would you steal a rainbow? No, you wouldn't. Well, maybe if you were in college and your friend's nickname was Rainbow, then you'd have no choice, really.
One of my friends, his nickname at school is Hasselhoff, so we saw this sign and my roommate took it for him.
Okay, not to condone theft, but you have to kind of admit a life-size cutout of David Hasselhoff holding an iced coffee, that is one sweet decoration for a dorm room or for the ridiculous.